Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week on Mind Games, we're talking teenagers. The time of adolescence between the ages of 13 and 25 are normally for everyone a pretty complicated time, something that none of us can avoid, but at the best of times, a confusing and complicated time as young people become adults and start to understand who they are in the world. So the research actually suggests that the teen years in Australia in particular are actually getting longer, with young people staying at home for an increasing period of time, and so more and more families are experiencing the teen years together and for longer. The first thing that breeds and creates confusion in this period of life is that the adolescent years are years where people experience a great number of developmental milestones and experience a very rapid rate of change and growth in a very short amount of time, and so it takes a little bit of time for the dust to settle on that. And for the new normal, or for the new way of being and understanding the world, to establish itself. So the first thing would be to consider that teenagers really have a foot in two worlds. They have a foot in the world of childhood and a foot in the world of adolescence, and they exist in neither, and they exist in both at the same time. And for parents out there to empathize as much as possible with what that experience is like, at being between those two worlds. The second thing would be to consider that the period of adolescence is about establishing and developing a sense of identity, a sense of being in the world, and a sense of understanding who I am in relation to the world and vice versa. Allow some space for that and understand that this is the emotional climate that adolescence happens for our young people. Given that this is such a rapid and developmentally changing time, and there is quite an emotional time through puberty and with the development of hormones and a lot of other things, the last tip I've got for this week on Mind Games is to consider that teenagers understand who they are through a process of trial and error. So it's important for parents to be able to provide them the space to make mistakes sometimes and to learn from them, but also to provide guidance. And it's a difficult place for parents to be often, to find that middle ground and to tread that line. So keep it in mind as much as possible. And of course, empathize with your teen and have a think about what it was like when you were going through that experience. And most importantly, share that with teenagers, because that can be a very reassuring thing for teenagers to hear, that they're not alone in this and that everybody's gone through it. Their experience is unique to them, but there are some common things that we all have to experience and overcome in those adolescent years. Find your inner teen this week on Mind Games.